just a little sore right now. Just want to take a little precaution. Just kind of sit back and just kind of just make sure I kind of like slow things down. I don't want to go into off season just anything crazy. So right now, I think I'm in a good place. What's sore? Just my legs. I'm kidding. Just a little hammy, just a little soreness, but it's no big deal. No, not the same one.
Did you put on muscle?
You think? I mean, I've been lifting a little bit, so yeah, I think I put on about a good 10 pounds since the season ended. I've been working, just a little bit. I know, you never can. I did. He just don't want to give me any credit. You know how that goes.
Where did you work?
I was in Arizona over the like most of the winter and spring. Fisher.
What do you think you'll get out of that?
Get out of what?
The added strength and weight.
Just everything. I think I'll be more comfortable out there. Just I'll be able to move faster, quicker. I'm already faster. And just being stronger, being able to tackle more, just bigger running backs and stuff, and being able to press bigger receivers coming up.
You gained 10 pounds and you said you're faster?
Right.
I mean, how do you know you're faster? You tested yourself? Or?
Yeah, well, we have these things like a little GPS on the back of our jersey, so they kind of track our speed a little bit. And they said... the last practice I was out here for was my fastest I've ever moved since I've been here. So I'm just getting a little bit faster.
Did you just work out harder or did you change your diet also?
Everything. Yeah, just lifting harder, more weights, and also just kind of just throwing the junk food to the side a little bit.
Have you tried that before, you know, as a college kid, or is this the first time you really tried to gain some weight?
Yeah, well, in college, they always put you on a program. And I think for the most part in college, I was always maintaining. I was always like 195, so just kind of maintained that. And then coming here, I just try to make a little bit more emphasis, especially this offseason, just want to put on a little bit more muscle.
What are you now?
Like 204. Yep. Yeah, definitely. That's probably the biggest difference, just being able to see everything before it happens, a little bit out there on the field, being able to communicate more with the teammates, like just the DNs and the linebackers, because you got to make a lot of calls in this defense. So I feel like I'm already ahead of, 10 times ahead of where I was last year with that. And I mean, there's always going to be stuff to learn. So I'm just going to try to continue to learn.
Was there anything that you took from last year that you see a big difference besides,
Yeah, just being comfortable, I'll say, and also just mentally, always just being in rhythm. Just mentally, just always making sure I have a perfect routine, sticking to it. That's one thing I want to make sure I do this year.
Do you think you'll be back on the field doing stuff before camp?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, right now we're just taking it day by day, but I can see myself out there pretty soon.
When did you hurt? Was it last week when we were here?
Yes. Yep. I think it was Thursday, right before Memorial.
You haven't gone out there this week, saying?
I've been out there, but I haven't done much. Yeah.
So the GPS running, when you said that was like sometime last week, I guess?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Trying to piece together the story.
Nah, it's a true story. Yeah.
Eli, you mentioned the communication defensively in that huddle. Just curious, I know you guys haven't been out there too much team wise, but what your impressions are with BJ, how's his huddle compared to what you dealt with last year? Do you sense that presence with him year two?
Right. I think BJ definitely has confidence out there for sure, and that's one of the biggest things you want to see in your middle linebacker. He definitely has that confidence and that voice. I think he's going to be really good for us. All he has to do is just make sure he just listens to the veterans that he has around him and Coach Spags, and I think we'll all just be able to rally around him and really get him right. I think he's very talented, so I'm excited.
What do you think of some of the other corners that came in with you, like Michael Hunter and Dante?
Yeah, I like them. They're probably one of my best friends on the team, them two guys. They always work hard, doing everything right. They're never late. They're never getting anything wrong on the field. So I always try to just watch them and just always ask them questions as well, because they're kind of like veterans out there, really. But they're doing a great job so far.
What is it about this team this year that you think will be better than last year?
What do you mean, for the defense or just me?
Just the team. The team? In general, or the defense.
I think we know where we're at. We know what we have to work on. I think last year things were kind of fresh a little bit. Just for me being a rookie, I could just sense like things kind of just being a little bit new and fresh. We were just kind of trying to fill out everything, especially with me trying to fill out the defense and getting used to things. And now I feel like everybody's very confident. They have that experience. They know what type of team we are. So we just got to continue to get better every day.
What's it like to see Darian back out there?
It's great. He's a great football player, very instinctive, and he's always around the ball. So, I mean, he had a great OTAs last year in mini camp, and I'm just very excited to see him just hopefully stay healthy and be out there and progress.
Is he almost like a new player? I mean, you know, he's played so little last year. Is he almost like a, you know, if he comes in and plays well on the defense, he's almost like a new addition to the defense, isn't
he? Yeah, I mean, he had a couple games he played a little bit last year. I would say he's not like a new player. I would say he's just, you could just tell he's, attention to detail is definitely way up this year with him. So you could just see that just where everything he does.
Can you tell how he's moving?
Yeah, he's moving perfectly fine too. Yep.
But how much do you think having him would impact the secondary? He's a guy with a skill set he necessarily didn't really
have. Yeah, I think he's definitely going to help. He had 18 interceptions in college, so we definitely need that ball hawking ability out there in secondary and with depth as well. So just in case, you never know what could happen throughout the season, guys getting hurt, so he's going to be able to help with that and just the ball hawking as well.
So with changing your diet, did you have to get your mom to change your repertoire, or how did you handle this?
Well, I know. When I was over in Arizona, I kind of just tried to get just with the people out there, just making sure I don't eat too many fast foods because I was out there by myself without my mom. And then when I came back, I did have to talk to mom, have a conversation with her, like, listen, we can't go with the fried chicken all the time. So we kind of made a little changes there with the diet and her cooking.
Did you do some cooking?
Did I do some cooking? It was a big thing. Right. That's something I'm also trying to work on as well, just taking a little couple classes. She's helped me. I kind of just watch her a little bit. I don't watch too much because, I mean, she's a good cook, but she could be a little bit better, you know.
Exactly. That is true.
That's right. Right, exactly. I'm on to grilled cheese now.